Babies who were born between May and August of this year are being offered a vaccine against the respiratory virus known as RSV. The HSE is today reopening immunisation clinics and are encouraging the parents of babies born during the summer to book in and ensure their babies are protected ahead of the winter surge. Well, to tell us more, we can speak now to Dr. Augustine Pereira, the Director of Public Health with the HSE's National Protection Office. Dr. Pereira, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Justin, and good morning to all your listeners here today as well.
Tell us first, what is RSV and how serious it can be for young infants?
Well, RSV is a respiratory infection that causes infection amongst all people, children and adults alike. And it causes a flu-like illness, a cold. It starts with a cough, a sore throat, a runny nose. And it may lead to further infections in children, in young children and older people. It can lead to more serious infection. The infection can go further down into the lower airways, what we call bronchioles, and that's called bronchiolitis. Or it may lead to further infection into the lung tissue, which is commonly known as pneumonia. But we have a very effective immunization this year, called nirsevimab, that prevents infections and serious complications from infections.
And typically, if babies do get RSV, do many of them end up becoming seriously ill and needing hospital treatment?
Well, it's a mild infection in many children and adults, but in the very young and in the very old, it can cause a serious infection. And this is because the baby's airways are not as well developed. And they're not as effective in expelling the mucus. And the mucus that RSV produces is a very thick mucus, and it tends to block the airways. This causes difficulty in feeding as well, because when the baby's trying to feed, they're not able to breathe, and that causes the difficulty in breathing. So it can cause more serious infection in the very young babies. And we see a lot of babies admitted into hospital, or in some instances, unfortunately, needing ICU care as well.
And that is why you are asking people now to book in for babies which were born between May 1st and August 31st of this year. How can parents do that?
Yes, indeed. So there are two programs. One is in the maternity service, we are offering nirsevimab to all newborn babies in the first day of their life. And this year, due to the highly successful program last year, we have expanded the program to also offer nirsevimab to babies who are 6 months or less at the start of the RSV season. Effectively, that is any baby born between the 1st of March 2025 to 31st of August 2025 are now eligible. So if you have a baby who's born in that time period, you can go on to hse.ie and go to the booking portal for RSV and find all the clinics that's closest to you and book your baby into a community clinic.
Okay. I think I said May 1st. It is March 1st. So babies born between March 1st and August 31st of this year, those are the babies that are eligible.
That's exactly it. Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And what's involved then in actually getting this vaccine?
So book your baby into a clinic and you will be invited to go to a community clinic near you. You'll get a text message on about the appointment. So what happens on the day of your appointment, you walk into a community clinic, you'll be received by someone at reception. You might have to fill up a form whilst you wait a few minutes. You'll be taken into the clinic where a nurse will see you and your baby will get a small scratch in their thigh that will protect your baby from RSV this winter period.
Okay.
The immunization is effective from the moment it's administered, because it's a monoclonal antibody and it's not a vaccine. So what it does is almost instantly, from the moment the baby gets the injection, the baby begins to get protection, and the protection levels peak within 6 hours to 6 days, and it lasts about 6 months. So it's a very effective immunization, and last year's program saw the impact in hospitalizations and ICU admissions.
Okay.
We saw the evaluation that we conducted saw a significant decline in hospitalizations by up to 76%.
Which is a very positive result. Dr. Augustine Pereira, Director of Public Health with the HSE's National Protection Office, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It is 7:51.